Today's shir is Masechta Nida Daf Lamed Hey, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Dalar on the base, three lines from the bottom by Rav Yosef. A word of introduction. As we've learned many times, the Torah teaches us that the first discharge of a Zav, even though as we're going to learn later in today's shir, there are physical differences between the discharge of a Zav and the discharge of Shechva Zera, but that the first discharge of a Zav has the din of Shechva Zera and not the din of Ziva, meaning that it's Metama B'maga but not Metama B'masa. The second Ria of Zav by a male causes that the man should have to wait Zayin Nekiyim, seven clean days, and that Ria is Metama even B'masa, not just by touching but even by carrying. We've also learned the Halacha that a mitzayra, the mayonis of a mitzayra, the secretions, the liquid secretions of a mitzayra, are tummy. Ask the Gemara. Begins the Gemara with Rav Yosef asking a question. By Rav Yosef, Riyah Rishayna Shal Mitzayra, the first Riyah of Ziva, that this individual also happens to be a mitzayra, Ma'ashu Tatamra Ramasa. Will the halacha be that even though it's the first Riyah of Ziva, and as we just said a moment ago, the first Riyah of Ziva normally is not Metama B'masa? The Gemara's question here is, perhaps this Riyah will be Metama B'masa. And the Gemara explains its question. Do we say that the Mokum Ziva is a Mayinhu? As we just said, that the Mayonis of a Metzaira are Metame, and the halacha is that the Mayonis of a Metzaira are Metama B'masa. So will we say that the Ziva that comes out of this Metzaira's body is considered like a Mayon that came out of a Metzaira's body, and a Metzaira's Mayon is Metama B'masa? Idoma, do we not consider Ziva a Mayon, and therefore this discharge will be treated the same way as any other first Ziva discharge? That the halach is that a first Ziva discharge is only Metama B'maga, not Metama B'masa. Amar Rava. So Rava wants to bring a raya, because it says in the Pasuk, Dava b'nei serva mata leyen, ish kiyu zoy b'msoyroi zoy domehu. So says the Pasuk, Liman al Zov, the Torah has come to teach us that the Zov is Tomei B'masa. Now ask the Gemara, B'mai, what is the case that the Torah is teaching us that the Ziva is Metama B'masa? Ilem B'Zov Greda, if we're going to say that the Torah is teaching us that a Zov, when he has his second discharge, he's Metama B'masa, says the Gemara, for that I don't need a pasuk. For if lacherim goyim tuma, if the halacha is, as we've learned earlier in our perek, if somebody carries a zov, the halacha is that if somebody carries a zov, that person becomes tumei with tumas masa. So if the individual is considered a zov, that it's metam b'masa, somebody carries that individual, he becomes tamei le'atzmon. So certainly the discharge itself, like koshkein, has the ability to be metam b'masa. So we don't need a pasuk to teach us that this discharge is metam b'masa. Elopshita, who is the pasuk referring to? Bezav metzayra. The pasuk is coming to teach us that a zav who's Metzaira, is Metama B'masa. Umida Itzukro, the Rebuya B'Riyashniya. And if the Torah had to teach us that he is Tomei B'masa, Shmamina, by the Riyashniya, strictly by the Riyashniya, that's because there we can't learn this Kalvachomer, because it's not the Ziva that brought Tumah to the Metzaira, because he's Tameh, because he's a Metzaira. And here where the Torah is teaching us that's the way the Girsa that Rashi teaches us to learn is that only by the Riyashniya, even though he's a Zav, only his Riyashniya will be Matamba Mamasa, Shmamina. From here we can learn that the Makam Ziva is Lav Mayinu, that the Makam Ziva is not to be considered a Mayan. For if the Makam Ziva were to be considered a Mayan, that even the first Riyah of Ziva by Mitzoyra Shem Matamba Mamasa, the fact that the Torah says that only by the second Riyah, that is why it's Tamei. There's another Girsa, the Rashi and the Ramban try to say that the Pasuk is speaking about a Riyah Rishoina, and the fact that the Torah had to say it's Tamei is a proof that it's not a Mayon. For if it were a Mayon, it would be Tamei anyway. But Rashi very much disputes this explanation, and he says the Girsa of the Gemara is, as we learned, that strictly by the second Riyah will the Zav be Tamei Masa, will a Ziva be Matama Masa, not by his first Riyah. Amay Rav Yaakov Midistarta L'Rava. So Rav Yaakov Midistarta said to Rav Mamai, why do you say that this Pasuk is speaking about a Zav who's a Mitzayra? And as we just learned, it's coming to teach us that the second Riyah is Tamei, Dilma Emelot B'Zayav Greda. I will tell you that the Pasuk is speaking about a regular Zav. With the Kamrit, I you ask the question, Lacherim Garim Tumah, if it has the ability to be Garim Tumah for others, Latzma Lekoshke, and therefore we ask, there's no need for the Pasuk to teach us that it's Metama, that the Ziva of a Zav is Metama. It's obviously that that discharge has the ability to be Metama. I'll tell you that that isn't true, that that isn't necessarily a proper form of learning. Because Sir Amishtalech Yechiyak, we know that Allah is that on Yom Kippur they had to take two Seirim. One was the Seir Soil Hashem and one was the Soil Azazel. And the Torah Kedoshah teaches us that after the Kohen Gadol did the Smicha and Vidui over the Soil Azazel, there was an individual who was appointed to take that Soil Azazel and throw it down the mountain. And the Torah HaKadoshah teaches us that that person then became Tamei. Even though the Soil Azazel, which is a live animal, isn't Tamei itself. Shegarim Tumah, Rashi explains, Shegarim Tumah L'Acherim, the Soil Azazel could cause Tumah to others. The person that came in contact with the Soil Azazel is Tamei, but he himself, but the Soil itself, Bu'atzmai, the Sar itself, remains Tahar. So the Farshim make the obvious observation. The reason that, as we just said a moment ago, that the Sar La'Zazel itself remains Tahar is not because we see here a concept that Tumah could be spread to others, even though the object that causes the Tumah will not be Tamei. It could, and therefore, we need a special pasuk to teach us the halacha by Ziva. The halacha is that the Soil La'Azazel is not Tamei because it's a separate point. And that is the point that the Torah HaKadoshah teaches us that a Soil, that any live thing cannot become Tamei. So the Mefarshim ask, how do we want to learn from Soil La'Azazel to Ziva? Soil La'Azazel has a very unique rule because it's a live object and live things don't become Tamei. So the Mefarshim answer that it's impossible to understand, that it's difficult to accept that something should have no Tumah itself and it could pass Tumah on. The fact that we see here that it has the ability to pass Tumah on is very much a raya that it is somewhat Tumah itself. And that's why we see that it could have a lower level of tumah than to what it passed tumah on. Ask the Gemara. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Abaye addresses Rabbi Yosef's fundamental question. Rabbi Yosef's fundamental question was that what is the status of the first discharge of Ziva, of a Mitzayra? Maita Baile. What is his question? Vahuhu the Amar. Didn't Rav Yosef say in a braisa that was taught in the previous daf? The pasuk says, "Zois tyrus azov, ben gadol ben katan," that the ziva of a gadol or a katan are included in the halakas of ziva. The king the nafkalei mahasa. So if we can learn that halakha from there, isolate the wording of the pasuk as "Zois tyrus azov, lezachem the keva." The word lezacher comes to teach us mitzayra lemayin oisav, that the first ziva of a mitzayra is mekabel, is tamei. Ul nekeva comes to teach us lerabis mitzaras lemayin oisav. The same thing is by a female. Vakshe rachmana, and the Torah is comparing a mitzayra lezav gomer. Ma zav gomer, just like the discharges of a full-sized zav, as we said at the beginning of our shir, Amitam b'masa, af ria rishayna shamitzayra, is also mitama b'masa. A word of introduction to this Gemara as well. The Torah Kedoshah teaches us that there are two different types of discharges that could come from the male organ. There could be shichva zera, or there could be ziva. Shichva zera is tamei no matter what, even if it comes because of oinus, even if it comes because of external stimulus. Ziva, at least in certain cases, as we will discuss now in the shir, is only tamei when it's not by oinus, when it not come because of external stimulus. Furthermore, the Torah Kedoshah says that the rear rishona of a zav is to be treated like shichva zera. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Riyah Rishayna Shalzav, the Riyah Rishayna of Azav, which we just said that normally ziva is not metama ba'oinis, not when it was caused by an external stimulus, the Riyah Rishayna of ziva will be metama even ba'oinis. Shenema, says Rav Huna, why? Because the Torah Kedoshah says, Zois Tairas Hazav Vashatetsu Mena Shichva Zera. The Torah compares the first Riya of Ziva to Shichva Zera. Amash Shichva Zera is Matama Ba'inus, Afri Rishonish Shalzov is Matama Ba'inus. Toshma asked the Gemara, there's a Mishnah Masechta Zovim that says, Ra Ri Rishonish Ba'ikun Esai. After the first Riya, we examine the Zov. My laugh, doesn't that Mishnah mean that we're Ba'idik if it was Ba'inus or not? Now ask the Gemara, if you Rav Huna are correct, and you Rav Huna say that the first Riyah is Tamei under all circumstances, even if it was Ba'oinis, so then why do we have to do an examination by the first Riyah? The fact that the Torah tells us, and the fact that the Mishnah says that an examination ought to be done even by the first Riyah, is a clear indication that this Tumas Ziva, even the first Riyah, is not metama ba'onis. Satmar loy lekarbon. Which means as follows. Rav Huna will agree. Rav Huna will still say that the first Riya of Ziva is metama even if it was ba'onis, even if it was because of external stimulus. But as we've discussed many times, the halacha that the Torah tells us is that if a Zav saw one Riya, he's tamei only for one day, like a Valkyrie. If he saw two Riyas, a male, he needs to have Zayin Nekiyim. If he saw three Riyas, besides requiring Zayin Nekiyim, he also has to bring a carbon. Says Rav Huna, I agree that in order to bring Mechuyiv a carbon, only if the Ziva, even if the first Riyah was Shaloi Ba'oinus, was not because of an external stimulus. But if the first Riyah was Ba'oinus, yes, the person will be considered as if he had a first Riyah with all the halachas that a first Riyah brings. But he won't be mechuyev a carbon. In other words, to be mechuyev a carbon, you have to have three Riyas. The Zav has to have three Riyas of Ziva, and all three of those Riyas had to be shaloi ba'oinis, not because of an external stimulus. And the Achrayim explain this very beautifully. They say that a carbon can only be brought from a Riyah that was Shaloi Ba'inus. And they go on to explain that the definition of a Riyah Shaloi Ba'inus And the definition of the chiyuv carbon is not, because it's a question that's discussed in the yeshivas. What is mechayiv a carbon? Is the chiyuv of the carbon based on three riyas? Or is the chiyuv of the carbon based on the last riyah? And they say that what Al Gemara is teaching us actually is that the chiyuv carbon comes because of the third, because of all three riyas. And therefore, in order to be mechayiv a carbon, you have to have three riyas that were shloi ba'aynis, and Rav Huna will therefore agree that if the first riyah was ba'aynis, then you can't be chayiv a carbon even if you had two more riyas that were shloi ba'aynis. Continues Mara to ask on Rav Huna Tashma. Let's continue learning that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, B'shniya ba'ikin ha'isai. We do the second, if he had a second discharge, we do an examination. Lamai. Ask him, what is the purpose of this second examination? Ilayim al carbon. If we're going to say we do the examination because that will make him chayiv carbon if it wasn't because on oinus or because of an external stimulus. Avo tamaloi. But he's tamay anyway, even if it was ba'oinus. That can't be, says the Gemara. Because the pasuk says, regarding this riyah, we quoted this pasuk already in today's shir, David Nesor Matalim Ish Ki Yir Zoyv Mepsaroi Zoyv Tamehu. This is the pasuk that speaks about the second riyah, and the pasuk says Mepsaroi V'loy Machmas Einsoi Elalaf. So clearly the Mishnah here is teaching us that the purpose of the examination is L'toma, to determine was it a riyah or not, and the determination if it was a riyah or not is completely based on the if it was oinus or not. So the Gemara wants to say, if when the second part of the Mishnah speaks about an examination, and there we just finished explaining the purpose of the examination was to determine tuma, reisha, when the Mishnah at the beginning of the Mishnah spoke about examination for after the first riyah, isn't that also the purpose of the examination latuma, to see if there were to determine tuma? Not like Rav Huna said that there's tuma even if that there's tuma even if it was la'inus. So the Gemara made the area, the proof's no proof. Hakadis v'akadisa. The first riyah is tamei, no matter what, even if it was la'inus, even was la'inus. And the purpose of the bedika is only regarding hilchus carbon. The second, the riyah, the bedika, after the second riyah, indeed the purpose of that bedika is to determine tuma, not just for hilchus carbon. Tashma. So the Gemara continues quoting that Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Ap Shlishi Baikonos of Nei Carbon. Rebbe Lezer says that we also do an examination after the third Riyah because of a carbon. Mechlal, the Tanakam of Nei Tomakam. What the Mishnah there is saying is that by the third Riyah, Rebbe Lezer holds, we also have to do an examination. Because if it'll turn out that the Riyah was Ba'onis, there would not be a chiyuv carbon. The Tanakhama disagrees with Rebbe Lezer. The Chacham hold that by the third riyah there is no purpose of doing a bedika. So what do we see from here? That carbon doesn't require bedika. Because if a carbon will require a bedika, then you should have done a bedika by the third riyah as well. The fact that the Tanakhama says that you don't do a bedika by the third riyah is because a Zov Gomer, we said, he's already after the second riyah. The whole thing that the third riyah causes is only the chiyuv carbon. The chiyuv carbon, it doesn't require bedika. So we explain that Rav Huna said that the reason you do bedika by the first riyah is for the purposes of carbon, but here we see that the Tanakhama holds that you never do bedikas for chiyuv carbon. Mechlal Tanakhama. So it must be when the Tanakhama says that we do a bedika after the first riyah. The reason we're doing the bedika is strictly because of tuma. Says Maloy. Everybody will agree that the bedika that's done after the first riyah is because of the carbon. For Hacha, what is the machloikis between Rav Elazar and Chachamim if we do a bedika after the third riyah? Besakam ofti. They argue if we learn the word S in the pasuk, the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Rabbanan loy darash yasim, Rabbanan loy darash asim. Because the pasuk says, Vazov Ezovoy Vazov Ezova Vazakhl and Kayla. Rabbanan Loy Darshim Essen. Rabbanan don't expand on the word S. And they say Hazov is Chada, Zova is Tarti, Lazakha Ulan the Kava, Hazov Ezova Vodak in the Kava, Bishlishi, by the third Riya, the Torah already compared the Zov to the Kava. Actual Khmaran in the Kava. When we've had a discussion in our Shia today about a Riyah because of to differentiate between a Riyah because of an external stimulus or not, that is only when we speak about males. By females, there's never such a distinction. The Torah here, when it speaks about the third Riyah by a Zohar, compares it to a Nekeva. What is the Torah trying to say? That regarding this halacha, a Zohar and a Nekeva are to be treated the same way. And the third Riyah of Ziva, even if it was because oinus, because of an external stimulus, will still be mechayiv karban. That's how the Rabbanan learned. Rabbi Lezer, on the other hand, Darish Asim, Hazav Chod is the first Riyah, S is the third, second Riyah, the Tarek is the second Riyah, Zav is the third Riyah. It's only the Revi'ah, actually Rachman on the cave, it's only regarding the fourth Riyah where there's no difference whether oinus or not oinus. What does that mean? Because we know, as we've been saying, that a Zav requires to have Zayin the Kiyin. Now the question is, let's say the Zov is in the middle of the Zayin the Kiyin, and he has a Riyah, but the Riyah was Lo'oinus. Teaches us, Rebbe Lezer, that there, any type of Riyah will break the Zayin the Kiyin. But that's strictly when we speak about the breaking the Zayin the Kiyin. But as far as the first three Riyahs are concerned, Rebbe Lezer will hold that they have to be Shaloi Lo'ignis, at least certainly the second or third Riyas, and only then could there be a Chiyav Karban. So the Machlokes is, do we learn the word S? Rabbanan don't learn the word S, Rabbi Lezer does learn the word S. What is the explanation of that the word S comes to teach us something more? So one shot that I saw is that the word S has the same meaning as the word osa that we have throughout Shas, aleph saf aleph, and that means osa comes to add something. Another explanation that the word s is to be understood the same, that has the same definition as the word im spelled ayin mem, and whenever we have the word ayin mem, it means to add something. Here too, s comes to add one more riyah. But as far as the first Ri is concerned, everybody could agree that it'll be Matama even Ba'inus. So the Gemara again challenges Rafuna. Toshma, Rav Yitzchak Plaimer, the Brisa says as follows. Isn't a Zav treated like a Balkari? In what way is the Zav different? In some way he's more lenient and in some way he's more stringent. Lohakalov, he's more lenient. Shem Tam Ba'inus. He's not Matama Ba'inus. He's only Matama if there was no outside stimulus. But Lahachmalov, Shu'aisa Mishkav and Meshav. Azov is Matama Mishkav and Meshav. But not a Balkari. Now, Amos. Exactly what case are we speaking about here? Ilan Rir Shnia. Hecha Hava Bechal Balkari. Where did the Torah compare a Zov to Balkari by a Riyah Shnia? When the Torah Kedoshah compares a Zov to a Balkari, it's by the Riyah Shnia. El Pshita, the Brisa is speaking about the Riyah Shnia. And yet the Brisa says that by the Riyah Rishona, where the Torah compares the Zov to the Balkari, Tani Lahakalov Shedem Tam Ba'inus, that still even by that Riyah, he's Namatama Ba'inus. Unlike what Rafuna said. Says the Mavet Tisbur, so Rafuna responds, is that the way to understand this Braisa? The Braisa said, Lahachma Olof, Shemoisa Mishkav Moshev, that a Zav has a Chumra, that is Matama Mishkav Moshev. Now ask Rafuna, if you are correct, and you are saying that this Braisa is speaking about the Riyah Rishonah, the Riyah Rishonah by Mishkav Moshev, is a Zav Matama Mishkav Moshev and the Riyah Rishonah, Allah come. How must we understand the Braisa? Rabbi Yitzchak Aimer, V'alai Zav v'chla Balkari haya b'riyah Rishayna. The Zav is compared to Balkari by the Riyah Rishayna. V'lami yotze. So by the real Rishayna, says Rav Huna, the Brice is saying that the Zov and the Valkeri should be treated exactly the same. And what does that mean, that they're treated exactly the same? That just like a Valkeri's Matama Ba'oinus, so too will the Zov be Matama Ba'oinus. V'lami yotze b'ri Rishniya. And then the Brice goes on to say that by the real Rishayna, but by the real Rishniya, there the Zov is not identical to the Valkeri. In one hand he's more lenient, Shem Matam Ba'inus. The halacha is that a Valkeri is Matam Ba'inus. The Zov will not be Matam Ba'inus. On the other hand, that he's Tamei Mishka V'Moshev, unlike a Valkeri who is not Matam Mishka V'Moshev. But one thing that's become clear in these shiurim is that the physical properties of Ziva and Shechva Zera are obviously not the same, because we see in our shiurim that the halacha for Ziva and Balkeri are different. So the Gemara wants to know the physical properties that make them different. Amar Kuna, Zav Dama Lebei Batzik Shel Sairim. The Zav, liquid Zav, looks like water. Looks like water that was soaked in barley, that was soaked in water, that color. Zav bom b'sar meis. Zav comes when the organ is limp. Shechva zera bom b'sakai. Zav dia v'don l'lovim b'yim zaris. Shechva zera kshura v'don l'lovim b'yish erim zara. There's machlokes rishonim how to understand this last sentence. Some rishonim explain that the Bryce Rav Huna is now focusing on the difference in consistency between Zov and Keri. And the Brises and the Rav Huna is saying that the Zov is more liquidy, similar to the white of a spoiled egg. A spoiled egg, that egg that was sat on by a hen until it became rotten and it will no longer hatch. Whereas the consistency of Shechva Zera is much more viscous, which like the white of an egg that is unfertilized. That is one pshat in the Rishonim. Another pshat the Rishonim explained that this sentence is not only describing the difference in consistency between Zov and Shechva Zera, that the Zov is much more liquidy than the Shechva Zera, but it's also speaking to the color and saying that the white of Zov is not such a bright white, not such a sharp white, like the white of Shechva Zera. A word of introduction to the next Gemara as well. We know that a Yoledes, when a woman has a girl, she's Tamei for four, when a woman has a boy, she's Tamei for 7 days no matter what, and then Tar for 33 days afterwards no matter what. By a girl, she's Tamei no matter what for 14 days, and she's Tar no matter what for 66 days. A Yoledes, during the days that she's Tamei, has the din like a nida, and therefore Hadam is Metama Bein Lach Ubein Yavesh. Hamineseho, that means her saliva, her urine, are only Tamei when they're moist, not when they're dry. We also learned in our Mishnah Machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The halach is that the Yoledes, when the Yemei Tumah are over, is supposed to go to the mikveh. Let's say when the Yemei Tumah were over by this Yoledes, she did not go to the mikveh. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, everybody agrees regarding Haroika and Hamei Regleo are treated the same as they were during the Yemei Tumah, that they're only Tumah when they're moist, not when they're dry. Machloik is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding Hadam. Beis Hillel says that the dam in these days, that she potentially could have been tar, but since she didn't go to the mikveh, she's still tamei, are treated like the dam during the Yemei Tumah, and a tamei lach the yavesh. Whereas Beis Shammai says that midaraisa, once the days of Tumah are over, even though she didn't go to the mikveh, she's really tar. It's the Rabbanan who said that her dam should be tamei if she did not go to the mikveh. And Chum said only the Dam Lach is Tamei, not the Dam Yavish. So, our Gemara begins with a Braisa on elaborating on this Machlokes of the Dam in the days after the Yimei Tumah of a woman who did not go to the Mikvah. Tanya, so the Braisa says, Amalam Beisilu Beishamai, Ema Etim Yodim, aren't you agreeable to me, say Beishilu to Beishamai? But neither shall I tovel of the Lord Asadam. Again, with the rice of the loch of a nida is that she sees a ria, and she's tummy no matter what for 7 days. But if she stops seeing dam, she goes to the mikveh and she's tall. What would be the loch of this woman? Didn't go to the mikveh and she saw dam. She tmeya that the dam is tummy with the rice. So you should agree to me that so too is the loch of the ledis who didn't go to the mikveh that her dam is tummy with the rice. Amalam Beishamai, so Beishamai say to Beisol, Lord, your comparison is weak. Ima matam ben nida, if when we speak about a nida, shafil a tavel v'ras or tmeir. What would be the halacha, says Beishamai to Beisol, if you had this woman who was a nida, had a riyah, then went to the mikveh, and the next day she had a riyah, so she's a nida again. Tam v'yaledis, whereas v'yaledis, what would be the halacha if the yaledis went to the mikveh when her yamei tumah ended? And then she saw dam. So that dam would be in the Yemei Tahara. And it wouldn't make a difference if it was a boy or a girl. Because those days already, I would still be in the Yemei Tahara. Shem Tavu V'ros is Shitaira. And therefore you can't compare, says Beishamit to Beisilu, a Yoledes to Nida. Up to the point that the Rishonim asked, that Beishamai's answer is so obvious, that what would Beisilu's have him, you know? So the Rishonim answer that because the Pasuk says regarding Yoledes, and we're going to spend time learning this Pasuk in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow Shir, Kimei Nidas the Vasa Titma. So we see that the Torah compares the Yoledes to the Nida. That's why Beis Hillel expected that the Halacha should be the same. Amu Mahem. So Beis Hillel says, Yoledes Bezov Techia. We've learned and we're going to learn later in our Perek. The Halacha is that if a woman while she was pregnant saw dam for 3 days in days that she should have been in days that we made ziva, and then her labor pains subsided under certain circumstances, the halacha is that she's considered a yoledes bezov. And the halacha is that after 1 week by a boy that she's tummy no matter what, or 2 weeks by a girl that she's not tummy no matter what, she has to have zayin akim. That the halach is, Yoledes Bezov Techia, Shem Tovel of Rasa Va'ach Yimei Sfira, that if she went to the mikveh after the Zayin Nekiyim, Tahira, and she sees Dam, she'll be Tahir, because at that point any Dam she'll be seeing will be Dam Tahir of the Yimei Tahara. However, Loi Tova V'Rasa, but let's say she didn't go to the mikveh after her Zayin Nekiyim, V'Rasa, and she'll see Dam. Tameya. So we see that a woman, if she's supposed to go to the mikveh, says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, and doesn't go to the mikveh, her dam remains tamei midaraisa. So too says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai that the woman whose yimei tumah end, if she doesn't go to the mikveh, her dam remains tamei midaraisa. Amar lahem. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, I disagree here too. Who are din for tshuva? And did it the same din would be here too, that after the Zava's days are over, after the Zayin Nekim are over, if she went, even if she didn't go to the mikveh, her dam would not be tamei. Ask the Gemara, remember the plegi? Is that to say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree about this circumstance? But Tanan, haven't we learned in our Mishnah, Umaydin B'Yoledes Bezov, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel all agree, Shetamei Lach V'Yavish, that a dam of the Yoledes Bezov is Tamei? Answers the Gemara. Not like we're trying to explain that Beis Shammai says that after the Zayin Nekiyim, Hadam is Tahor Midaraisa. So it's more like Kasha. Beis Shammai, the statement Beis Shammai made in our Mishnah, and the statement that we just made according to Beis Shammai, could still work. Kasha Sofra. The statement over here was that she had Zayin Nekiyim. So after the Zayin Nekiyim, say Beis Shammai, the dam is Tahor Midaraisa. The Mishnah speaks about Shaloi Sofra, that she didn't have the Zion Nikiyim, that Dam is Tamim Midaraisa. For Tanya, and the Braisa actually corroborates this explanation, Yilad is Bazov, Shesofra Vloitavla. The Yilad is Bazov that had a Zion Nikiyim, but did not yet go to the mikvah. Vurasa, and she continues seeing Dam, but she saw Dam. Halkha Beisham Lashitasom, that says that Dam is not Tamim Midaraisa. Beisalam Lashitasom, that since she didn't go to the mikvah, that dam is Tamim Midaraisa. So the Gemara now quotes a very fundamental machlokes of Rav and Levi regarding how we look at the dam of Yimei Tumah and the dam of Yimei Tahara. And this machlokes will impact seriously in the understanding of machlokes Beisham Bissalam. Says the Gemara, Itma Rav Amamayim Echahu. There's one source for all blood in a woman's body. Hataru Tamasa Vataru Tarasai. At a certain point, the Torah said that that dam is Tamei, but at a certain point, the Torah said that that dam is Tor. But it's all the same dam. The Levi Amishnei Me'on is saying there are two sources. Nista Matamei, Nista Hatar. When the days of Tamei end, the Tamei source closes and the Tor source opens up. And when the day Tahara end, Nista Matar, Nista Hatamei. So there's a Machlaikis Achroinim, how to understand what Levi says. Some Achrayim understand Levi literally, that indeed in the woman's body there are two Mayonis, two separate Mayonis, one for the Dam Tamei, one for the Dam Tor. But most Achrayim, the Chasam Sofer, say that the Dam of the Yimei Tumah and the Imam of the Yimei Tahara, even Levi agree, come physically from the same place. Levi's opinion is, however, that there are physiological causes that cause the dam to come. And what he means to say is that there are different causes that cause dam tahor and cause dam tamei. But physically, obviously, it's still the same. Ask the Ramad and I, what's the nafkamina, the halachic nafkamina between Beishamah, between Levi and Rav? Ikra v'nai shafas mitach shiva l'acha shiva, mitach asa abba asa l'acha abba asa. When the woman continued seeing dam from her tumah days into her Torah days. According to Rav, she'll be Tahor. Because Rav says it's always the same dam. Just it depends on days. During these days, the dam is Tameh. During these days, the dam is Tahor. However, L'Rav, Leisha L'Kula, Metoich Aboim, L'Ak Aboim, Metoich Shmei, L'Ak Shmei. From day 37 to day 40 by a boy, or from day 14 to day 80 by a girl, which are Yimei Tahara, the dam continues coming. L'Rav, Reish L'Kula, Seif L'Chumra. According to Rav, in the ratio, there will be Mekel, because the dam, even though it's the same dam, even though it continued, does make a difference. And in the Sefer, even though it's the same dam, once the Yimei Tahara over will be Machmer. And Revi will be just the opposite. And Levi, if it's the same dam continuing from the Yimei Tumah to the Yimei Tahara, she will be Tamei, even though now it's the Yimei Tahara. And if it's the same dam continuing from the Yimei Tahara into the Yimei to after the Yimei Tahara, she will continue being Tahor, because that dam came obviously from the Mayon that's Tahor. Ask the Gemara on Levi, Meisvei, we learned in our Mishnah, Dam HaYeled Shloi Tavlo, if the Yeledis didn't go to the Mikvah, V'Shama Imrim, Kiroi Kukumei Regleho, we treat that dam like Haroi Kumei Reglayim, which means that Midaraisa, we kept on explaining, Beis Shammai will hold that the dam is not Tamei. It's only Tamei with Rabbonon, and therefore it's only Tamei when it's moist. Mesil Matama Lach V'Yodish. Mesil says it's considered full-fledged Tamei. Kosal Kedagin. The way we assume the Mishnah is referring to a situation, the Pascha, that she stopped seeing dam after he made Tamei. So Bishlam L'Rav Dama Mayim Echahu, who says that there's only one Mayim, Mishamachim Etam Alach V'Yodish. Therefore we could understand Beis Hillel's opinion. Because according to Beis Shammai, the dam is all the same dam. Certain times the Torah said that dam is Tamei. Certain times the Torah said that dam is Tahor. So now, the Torah says that if this dam came, even though it's after the Yimei Tumah, but it's a woman who didn't go to the mikvah, the Torah said that dam should be Tamei. It's more of a physical fact that the dam of the may tuma atamen and the dam of the may tahara tar. So why would they still say that that dam is tame? It's dam that emanated from the woman's body during the may tahara. Why does they still say that's tame with the raisa and therefore that dam is tame lachviyavish? It's dam that emanated from the woman's body during the may tahara, which at that time, according to Levi, is a mayan of tahara. Amluch Levi, so Levi's going to explain. Hachmaiskin Amish is referring to the situation of Shafas. There was never time that that dam stopped coming. And as we just finished explaining, even Levi agrees that if the dam is Shafas, that it continues without pause, that dam, since it started during the Yimei Tumah, remains Tumah. Ask the Mar, that's the way we're explaining the Mishnah, Ibi Shafas, that the dam continued straight from the Yimei Tumah into the Yimei Taro, my time of the Beishamai. Answers the Gemara, Beishamai, Levi is going to say Beishamai, I said my opinion of Shtei Mayonis only according to Beis Hillel. According to Beishamai, Beishamai will be forced to say Mayan Echadu. That there's indeed one Mayan, and if there's one Mayan, we only look at the Yimei Tumah, Yimei Tahara, and since this time came to Yimei Tahara, during the Yimei Tahara, it's Tar Medarais. Continues the Gemara. Now to understand Rav a little more. Bishvan Olevi, Haimadika ben Beisham Beisil. We've been able to explain the Machloikis Beisham Beisil. Actually, the Machloikis Beisham Beisil is the Machloikis of Rav and Levi. The Rav says, Mayan Echad Hu, and Levi holds Shnei Mayonis. El Rav, but according to Rav, that everybody agrees, there's only one Mayon. Even Beis Hillel holds it's one Mayan. May Benayu, what is the Machloikis? What is the basis of the Machloikis? Answers the Gemara, Ik Benayu, the Machloikis between them will be Yoimi Tefillah. If the transition from Yimei Tumah to Tahara are only locked into the days, or does a Tefillah also require? The Beis Shammai Savri, B'yom Etal Rechmona. The only thing that the Torah looks for is the days. The days of Tumah are over, the days of Tahara begin. The mikvah, of course, is required, Beis Shammai agree, but that doesn't determine if it's Tameh or Tahara blood. Beis Hillel Savri, that beyond your tefillah, the tefillah is actually a requirement. And until there was tefillah, even though the Yimei Tumah ended, the woman is not Tahara. So ask the Gemara another question, a lady. The lady says that Tumah Yonis. Tashma, a Maidu B'yaledis B'zof, that we just learned, the Mishnah taught us, that if a woman is Meledes Zof, that she's Metame Lach for Yavish. That the dam is considered dam Tame. Sakadata, Mina. So now the Gemara again says, Hachanam, the Mishnah is referring to a situation, the Pascha, that she stopped seeing after her Tumah days were over, and she had a new discharge. So says the Gemara, Bishlom l'Rav Dama Mayim Echad Hu, Shemach Matam Malach V'Yavish. We could understand that it's Tamei Midaraisa. The Torah said that until Hazai and the Kiyim are over, if she was a Yoledes Bezov, she has to have Zai and the Kiyim, and therefore, it doesn't apply to it, and therefore this woman who has a discharge, her dam is Tamei. El Levi Dama Shtei Mayonis Haim, Amay Matame Lach V'Yavish. Since it's now, the woman indeed is a Zava. However, that dam that comes from her should not be any different than dam that comes from a wound or saliva, which Midaraisa is only Matama when it's moist, not when it's dry. Because since this woman has stopped seeing dam, so it's obviously that the Mayan Tameh has been closed, and the Mayan Tar has opened. And therefore, even though she's still a Zava, but we shouldn't treat her dam any different than saliva. And it's only Matama when it's moist. Amalach, Hachanam B'Shafas. She continued seeing dam straight from the Yimei Tumah into these days. She never stopped. In fact, tomorrow, E B'Shafas, if she continued seeing Lamayitzra, obviously, then she's tamei. What does our Mishnah say that the dam is tamei lak for yavish? In such a situation, she's certainly continuing to see the dam. And we learned already early in the Mishnah that when the dam began during the tumah days and continues into the Torah days, it remains tamei according to Beis Hillel. Answers the Gemara. The Chiddush is according to Beis Shammai. And therefore, normally, once the days of Tumah are over, the dam should be tar. When did the Torah say that as soon as the days are over, she is that her dam is considered tahor, even if she didn't go to the mikvah? That's by regular yoledus. The shlomo leyome. As soon as the day of Tumah are over, her dam is tahor. Abi yoledus bezof. The boy is sphira, that she needs to have Zion and Kiyan. Even Beis Shammai will agree, Lloyd, they will agree that the transition to tar blood doesn't happen until the Zion and the Kiyan are over. And therefore, until the Zion and the Kiyan are over, any dam that she sees is considered Tamim Midaraisa, and therefore, dam during those Zion and the Kiyan are Metama Lach V'Yavish, even according to Beis Shammai.